Thank you very much, and welcome to the regular Mesa City Council meeting for December the 5th. Councilmember Finter, are you present on the telephone?
Yes, sir, I am.
Thank you very much. Then we have the full council present and accounted for. We'll begin this meeting with an invocation offered by Piyush Shah of the Jain Faith, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Lindsay Freeman. So please stand for the invocation and Pledge of Allegiance.
Our prayer, and then followed by a forgiveness prayer, which represents love, friendship, peace, and harmony. Om Namo Riyantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Airyanam, Namo Vajjayanam, Namo Loya Savva Saunam, Eso Panch Namukkaro, Savva Pav Panasano, Manglanam Cha Savvesi, Paramam Havai Manglam, Khamemi Savva Jive, Savve Jiva Khamantume, Mitti Me Savva Bhuesu, Veram Macham Nakenai, which means, I forgive all living beings. May all living beings forgive me. I have friendship with all, and I have no animosity with anyone. Thank you. Michami Dukram.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Shah, and thank you, Lindsay. Lindsay is present tonight because she's a member of the Mayor's Youth Committee, so I'd like to welcome all of the members of the Mayor's Youth Committee. This is a great group of high school juniors and seniors that work on learning more about the city and also presenting different proposals for projects in the city and bringing those to fruition. So it's a great group of young people. I appreciate the opportunity to work with them. The next item on our agenda is agenda item one, which is the consent agenda. Ms. Mickelson, I've been handed one blue card, and that's to speak on agenda item 6E, which is currently on the consent agenda.
That's correct.
Are there any other cards like this?
No other cards,
okay.
Ma'am.
So, Mr. Christopher, we're going to take agenda item 6E off of the consent agenda because we have a request to speak on it.
Okay. Note of that. Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for commemorative Air Force Air Base Arizona Museum, one-day charitable event, Saturday, March 11th, 2017, North Greenfield Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Carniceria El Potrero, 624 West Broadway Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Breaking Eggs Cafe, 6663 East McDowell Road. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Venezia's Pizzeria, 2721 South Ellsworth Road. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Venezia's Pizzeria, 5057 East McKellips Road. Item 4A, act on three-year term contract for fingerprinting services for the Human Resources Department. Item 4B, act on three-year term contract for gradation glass beads for pavement markings for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Transportation Department. Item 4C, act on dollar limit increase for the term contract for roll-off refuse containers for the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Item 4D, act on three-year term contract for ammunition for the Police Department. Item 4E, act on three-year term contract for PON web-based application for the Police Department. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase additional replacement and upgrade network replacement for the distribution router project for the Information Technology Department. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase three replacement CNG-powered heavy-duty front-loading refuse trucks for the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Item 4H, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for heavy-duty truck brake and wheel parts for the Fleet Services Department. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a grant agreement with the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission to accept grant funds that will be used for training and equipment for the Police Department's Forensic Services Division. Item 5B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the State of Arizona Department of Emergency and Military Affairs to be a participant in the Arizona Mutual Aid Compact to receive and provide emergency assistance in the event of a major incident in Mesa or other areas of the state. Item 5C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Flood Control District of Maricopa County for the future construction, use, and maintenance of a multi-use pathway within the Buckhorn Mesa Watershed Project. Item 5D, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Rio Verde Fire District for the sharing of radio communications, sites, and facilities. Item 5E, act on resolution endorsing the creation of the Sherwood Mesa Irrigation Water Delivery District that is generally bounded by University Drive on the north, Main Street on the south, Stapley Drive on the west, and Lazona Drive on the east. The formation of an irrigation water delivery district allows residents within the district to make improvements and perform maintenance and operations of their irrigation systems. Final designation of the district is determined by the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance amending Section 503.1.1 of the 2006 International Fire Code as adopted in Title 7, Chapter 2, Section 3 of the Mesa City Code. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance amending the Mesa City Code Title 2, Chapter 25, Sections 1, 2, and 3, entitled Independent Commission on Compensation for Elected Officials to increase minimum meeting and reporting time requirements and modify data collection requirements as recommended by the Commission. Item 6C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-044, located east of the 200 to 400 blocks of North Power Road and south of the 6,800 to 7,000 blocks of East University Drive. This is located east of Power Road and south of University Drive. A rezone and site plan review to allow for development of a single residence subdivision. Item 6D, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-049, the 2,400 to 2,700 blocks of South Signal Butte Road, the 10,000 through 10,700 blocks of East Guadalupe Road, and the 2,600 through 2,700 blocks of South Crisman Road. This is located west of Signal Butte Road, north of Guadalupe Road, and east of Crisman Road, encompassing the entire Mulberry residential development. This is for a rezone in the area known as Mulberry Parcel 5 and a site plan review to allow for single residence development. Item 6E has been removed from the consent agenda. Item 7A, act on subdivision plat Sunland Springs Village Unit 10, the 11,400 through 11,500 blocks of East Ocaso Avenue on the south side, located south of the southwest corner of Meridian and Guadalupe Roads. And item 7B has been continued to the December 12th council meeting. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Is there a motion regarding the consent agenda? Mr. Cavanaugh has made that motion. Thank you. Seconded by Councilmember Glover. Please cast your vote. Mr. Finter, how do you vote?
Aye.
Thank you. That means the vote is unanimous in favor of the consent agenda. We have one item then off of the consent agenda. That's agenda item 6E. This is the zoning case, Z16054, the 2200 block of East University Drive, located east of Gilbert Road on the north side of University, plus or minus 2.11 acres. Mr. Wesley, can you give us a little bit of a description as to what this case involves?
As Mayor Council stated, this is on east, University just east of Gilbert Road on the north side. It's a two-acre tract. It's being rezoned to allow for a duplex development. The individual duplex units will be platted so that the purchasers can buy each half of the duplex. It's a very small lot with limited options and access into it. The comes to the council with recommendation for approval by both staff and the Planning and Zoning Board.
Okay. Is the applicant present? I know that this, I think, probably came as a little bit of a surprise maybe to staff and the applicant that I understand that the person who wishes to speak was present at Planning and Zoning, so I know this is not a surprise that you've been outspoken in the past. If the applicant's not here, though, I think we'll just go ahead and proceed. Barbara Alexandra Eads, Ms. Eads, I invite you forward. We look forward to hearing from you. You have 3 minutes.
Sure. Should I say my name first?
Yes, please. Your name and your address, if you don't mind. And then
Barbara Alexandra Eats, 2261 East Caballero Circle, Mesa, Arizona, 85213. I have six concerns. We're not totally against this, and I'm here representing most of the homeowners on the circle. First point is two-story. While I understand that any piece of property can be developed with two-story properties, both subdivisions that surround this property are not. Has the developer even considered sub-basement garden-level properties? Has the developer given any thought whatsoever to the idea of building fewer single-story, more expensive units? Second point is privacy. Developers proposing 8 buildings, each building being a duplex. Units 1 through 8 will completely destroy all the privacy of the properties that they back up to on Caballero Circle. Has the developer considered offering a privacy solution to those residents, some of whom have lived in their homes for 25 plus years? This proposed development has already caused one of our homeowners on our street to sell and move with another neighbor listing in the spring of 2007. We ask that the City Council require tall, mature trees to be included on the development in the area backing up to Caballero Circle, just units 1 through 8. We're not asking for all of the units. This will be a total purchase of 8 trees. Residents on Caballero Circle do not feel this is too much to ask of the developer. Traffic volume. In the last 2 months, 2 very serious traffic accidents have occurred between 22nd Place northbound and 23rd Street, one of which I witnessed. This development adds the possibility of 32 vehicles. Each duplex offers a 2-car garage. And even if only 50% of these vehicles are added to morning and afternoon rush hour, this could and will result in more accidents. This is due to the location of the only entrance exit to the proposed development. There are also an additional 15 parking spaces being offered. This development will result in 5 streets and driveways coming together within a 1-block area. Is this within city code? Not sure. It's going to be 3 streets and 2 driveways. Lack of green space, play area. Any development that offers properties with 2 bedrooms invites families with children. The development is completely lacking in any area for children to play. Where would this developer propose any children who live at Mission Park play? University Drive is way too busy of a street for small children, balls, or other toys to end up in the pathway of traffic. Investor purchase resulting in rental units. While I understand that this development will have an HOA attached, this does not stop an investor purchasing with the intent to rent out the units. All the established homes, 40 years plus, in this subdivision will have their values affected by this development, and more so if there are rental units. I own my home. I'm proud of my home. By developing this property at a base price of $225 per unit, the developer will be decreasing the median value of our subdivision, which, as this panel knows, is a smaller subdivision than most. Why should my property be reduced in value when there are other options available to this developer? Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I think, Ms. Eads, before you leave, I think Mr.
I don't have a question for you. I was just going to move that we table this till the next regular scheduled meeting, because there's obviously some issues still to be worked out. So I would suggest that we table this until next week.
Okay, thank you. It's been moved and seconded that this be tabled. Mr. Wesley.
Mayor, I would point out this is for introduction for the actual hearing at your next meeting, so that could be a time.
Yeah, there's issues that need to be worked out, so I don't even want to introduce it, because you're going to have to, if they make any adjustments based on the input that we have, we'll have to reintroduce it next week anyway, so might as well just put it off.
Thank you, Jim.
I know.
So, but before we vote on that,
I'm sure they want to get it done by the end of the year. Sorry? Is that not an issue?
I'm sorry. Is there, Mr. Smith, do you have a...
No, actually, Mayor and Councilmember Richens. Yes, no, it's correct what Councilmember Richens says. You know, as I was back writing, the possibility of changing the steps occurs under some of the comments that were made. And if that were the case, we'd have to reintroduce. So, right. Tabling allows us to if that's the direction, we would be able to add some stipulations to potentially address some of these issues.
Had the party been here, we could have introduced that with some kind of change. But
correct.
Since they didn't show up, we'll just have to put it to the next meeting.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So before we vote on that, Mr. West, do you know, has there been, I think this same or similar presentation was made at P&Z. Are you aware of the status of any conversations on the issues that she raised, request for additional landscaping to address the privacy issues? And I assume that, staff, because staff has recommended this, that staff is under the impression that the street layout does comply with city zoning requirements.
Yes, Mayor, Council. There were some considerations following the P&Z board discussion with regard to the developer looking at things that could be done along that north property line to mitigate some of the views into the site, such as potentially planting trees, but nothing official was changed in terms of the STIPs at that time. There haven't been any further discussions that I'm aware of between the staff, the applicant, or the landowners since the P&Z meeting, though.
All right. Okay. Well, there's been a motion and a second to table this agenda item. Is there any additional discussion on that? Okay. Please cast your vote. And again, the motion is to table. Okay, we'll do a...
No.
Okay. We'll do this the old-fashioned way. All in favor of tabling this, please say aye.
Well, we need
aye.
A motion and a second. She needed to get that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I made the motion, Kevin. I made the second. There we go. Now we're up.
We're good to go? Oh. So we can do this electronically. All right. All in favor? Well, please cast your vote. Mr. Finter, how do you vote?
Aye. Excuse me. Aye.
Thank you. Then the vote is unanimous in favor of the motion to table this zoning case. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak?
No request, Mayor.
That being the case, is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kavanaugh and Mr. Luna. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We've adjourned. Thank you, Mr. Finter.
Thank you.